We're in Simin Kufnun Tes, the halachas and Atilas Yadayim. We're up to Sif Tes. We'll be doing Tes and Yud. Sif Tes. Chavish Yesh Bo Mayim Manicha Al Birka V'Notol Mimen Al Yadayim. The case is like this. You've got a barrel of water. You want to wash both your hands at once. So you don't have a hand left to tilt, to tip over the barrel with. There's also no one else around to wash you. So what do? You put it on your lap. And then what you do is you push it over by way of your lap. Whereas what happens if this barrel was just sitting on the ground, someone else, it tipped over on its own. Or it's been standing still and it got a hole. The way it got a hole was there was a hole with a plug in it and the plug fell out on its own. V'nosan yodav sham, and he put his hands there. Lo also lo netila. Then that will not work. The reason? Because you need koech nosin. You need the koch of a person who is making the water come out. So if it tipped over on its own, or the plug came out on its own, that's not good enough. So the fact that you're using your lap to tip over the chavis, that will be called koech nosin. That is good enough. But that someone else but if it fell over on its own, then it's not good. What happens if there was a plug? Pirish, dover sosin haneged, hanekev, benekev, vihisira, and then you pulled it off the kibel hamayim al yodav, choshir shapir koach gavra. Whereas, what happens if you pull out the plug? There it is considered koach gavra. Vitzarech lachzira ulahasira bechol shvichu shvicha. And every time you're washing with it, the halacha is you're going to have to put out the plug and pull it out again. The reason being, when you pull out the plug, that's called koach rishon. It's called your koach. If you pull out the plug and just leave it there, and then it's just going, it's spilling, it's emptying itself, on and on, that we do not consider koach gavre anymore. That we consider coming out on its own. Now, the case in that we had previously, where if you tip it over, you can wash your hands with it. We're going to see very soon now in the Machaber that it may be that works even if you tip it over and you let the water run out for a long time. It's dafke in this case that the Machaber unequivocally says that you'll have to go and plug the hole again each time you want to use it in order for it to be called gavra, because here, remember, you didn't tip off the whole barrel. Here, all you did was pull out a plug. Since you did not do a maisa in the water, there we say that it's only your koach rishon, only the very first water that comes out as a result of your pulling out the plug, only that is considered koach gavra. Whereas if you'll tip over the entire barrel, there we'll see that's another shaila already. But in this case, there is no shaila. Since you're not tipping over the water, all you're doing is pulling out the plug, the only part of it that's considered coming from your koach is the water that comes out initially from pulling out the plug. Anything that didn't come out right away that comes out later is not called koach gavra. Now we can go to Sif Yud. Im hito chavis malei amayim v'holoch v'yoshev lo v'chavis shofeches mayim kol hayom ach v'satiyoso. You went and turned over a barrel. You tipped over a barrel full of water and then you sat down. And the barrel is just—it's giving off water the whole time. V'not al yodav mimenu also lo netila. The machaber shita is that if you wash from that, then that is good enough. In terms of kavana, that's an issue we're going to see in a later sif. The halacha is you need either koach nosen or koach makabel. It's either the one that tips it over or the one that washes in it that has to have kavana. For the sake of Natila Sedaima, we're going to see what happens if one didn't have Kavana altogether. So in this case here, if when you're washing your hands from it, you have Kavana, then the one who tipped it over didn't even need to have Kavana. Now, one more time. So here the Machaber Shita is that if you tip over the water, since what you did is you're the one that turned over the water itself, so that even though when you tipped it over, initially it was directly from you, and later it kept going on its own, since you actually tipped over the barrel, which affected the water, there the halacha is, according to the Machaber, that it's considered koach gavra the whole day, as opposed to just pulling out the plug where you haven't touched the water. The same thing goes for a barrel that's got a tap at the bottom of it. When you open a faucet, when you open the tap, you're not doing anything in the water itself. That's like removing a plug. And there the halacha would be that it's only the initial water that comes out that is good. Whereas if you tip up a barrel, there the mechaber holds that it's considered your koach the whole time. Now in the Bir Halacha, he brings from the Gra, from others, to be machmir, and lemaisa, that's the way he paskins. So that we hold that even if you do tip up a barrel, it's only the initial water that comes out that's called koach gavra. Afterwards, it's called a koach sheni. That's not enough to be called koach gavra, and you cannot use that for netilas yadayim. It doesn't possel the water, but you can't use that as your netila, the water coming out of there, going onto your hands.